First to a roundup of the week's news from the primary sector. And we're hearing it'll be another tough season for honey harvesters. The new season has just started, and the ongoing oversupply of honey means many beekeepers are not expecting to make a profit this season. Barry Hance runs about 5,000 hives across mid-Canterbury, mostly producing the clover variety. He says things seem unlikely to change this year, despite an earlier start to spring.
There's been oversupply for probably the last 5 years. There's a lot of challenges that are going to be coming up against us, and most of it is as the price point of honey. We definitely won't be expecting to make a profit. We haven't done in the last 2 years, and I don't see anything changing in the foreseeable future.
News this week that Fonterra's expanding its Edendale site in Southland. It's announced it will invest $150 million into a new UHT cream plant there. It's the country's oldest dairy processing site and has been operating for more than 140 years. It pumps out around 14 million bags of milk powder from there each day. It employs more than 670 people across 10 plants, and this new plant will lead to an extra 70 jobs. Fonterra Chief Executive Miles Hurrell says there's growing demand for UHT cream across Asia.
Of course, we have a very successful UHT cream plant in Waitoa now, and the Waikato that is reaching capacity, and the growth that we're seeing out over the next decade, sort of in that sort of 4% plus growth category. You know, we are looking to, we have needed to look to expand for quite some time.
Sticking with dairy, Miraka has unveiled the country's first green hydrogen dual-fuel milk tanker. The company uses geothermal energy to power its plant near Taupō. Chief Executive Carl Graydon says the new 700-horsepower Volvo milk tanker is the next step towards its goal of using 100% renewable energy in its manufacturing and transport lines by 2030.
And we're very proud, very, very proud of our carbon footprint. We believe that we are the lowest manufacturing footprint in carbons, in the sense of carbon globally. So anything we can do to eke out more reductions really puts everyone to the front, and everyone wants to put their hand up and be a piece of this. So it's great. It's been great for us.
A company specialising in bovine colostrum products says sales are up 15% as more people look to invest in their health. Supplement and nutritional company New Image International has three manufacturing sites in New Zealand and exports colostrum products to over 20 countries. Chief Executive Rod Taylor says they're looking to expand further.
What we've seen as one of the effects of COVID is that that experience has educated more people than ever before for the need to look after their health and their immune system, and hence the demand globally for good nutrition, and especially colostrum-based products, has increased significantly.
And from the land of milk and honey to the sea, and claims of what's known as greenwashing. New research says there's little to back up environmental claims like dolphin-friendly on seafood packaging. The study, published in the Journal of the Royal Society of New Zealand, looked at environmental claims on nearly 370 fish and seafood packaged products sold in New Zealand supermarkets. They were a mix of both New Zealand and imported seafood products. Dr. Catherine Bradbury of Auckland University says just over 40% of the products surveyed had some kind of self-declared environmental claim, such as sustainably fished or responsibly caught.
Most of the environmental claims were vague, and this is an issue. They're really actually meaningless because they're not telling you what exactly they do that may make it, you know, less damaging to a dolphin's environment, or, you know, why exactly it might be dolphin friendly.
That was Dr. Catherine Bradbury of Auckland University. Seafood New Zealand spokesperson Fiona McMillan says the study does not differentiate labelling differences between New Zealand seafood and imported product. She says without this information, it's hard for Seafood New Zealand to comment on specifics. However, the group strongly refutes the suggestion the industry here is greenwashing. She says greenwashing suggests actively making claims about nature or the environment that don't stack up, which is not a fair description of New Zealand seafood.
Over to horticulture now, and a mixed take on gene technology by fruit and vegetable growers. The government is working to remove the country's nearly 30-year ban on genetically engineered or modified organisms outside the lab, to open up opportunities like developing more resilient fruit and vegetables. Hawke's Bay grower Scott Lawson says producers are split when it comes to wanting to use gene tech or not. He says with companies like Fonterra and Zespri marketing a GMO-free status in international markets, more must be done to understand consumer preferences.
I'm really concerned that we're heading down this risk-based approach, which says there is a risk involved in taking this technology on. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about the ethical basis of this and what's the consumer drive on this. So I think we want to be really careful about losing our status quo, which has added a lot of value in the past to our exports.
And lastly, there's a new pill which could help cut dairy cows' methane emissions. New Zealand company Ruminant Biotech has developed a small metal capsule or bolus which delivers a potent methane squashing medicine into an animal's gut. It's derived from a particular kind of seaweed which the company says could be manufactured in an industrial plant in New Zealand rather than having to harvest vast amounts of seaweed. Spokesperson Tom Breen says having produced good results in the New Zealand trial, the company planned to use the next 6 months to produce its first commercial product.
We made substantial progress over the last 3 years, from 2021, where we started out with really initial proof of concept work, to where we are today, where we've made incredible progress and we're seeing the types of performance in our studies where we're able to achieve a 75% daily methane inhibition for 100 days.
And good news, it could be ready to sell to New Zealand farmers next year. And that's the Rural News.